beautiful day. Happy first day of May. This truly is called May Day. This is not a call for help. This is what it is. The first day of May is May Day. And it's a beautiful one, which is great news for all of us. Love it. We've got lots more to talk about. It kind of all ties together as we watch the television stories. If you watch Fox, if you watch CNN or any of the other channels, you can't avoid all that's been happening on our college campuses and the troubles, and also see what losers people like the Columbia president is, and also see pictures of professional agitators that they're actually able to point out and say who they are. Why they're not arrested and thrown out of the country, I don't know. But first, find out who's paying them. We might be surprised. Meanwhile, Mike Rogers, all-around good guy, is a veteran, former FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, businessman, Republican Senate candidate, and longtime friend on the other end of our line. And I want to get some information from you, Mike, if that's possible.
Paul, it's always good to hear your voice. Good to be on, and absolutely anything you need.
First things first, we had Steve Grigorian on, the Detroit Econ Club, and there's a statewide coalition to bring three debates to Michigan. You'll recall there were no debates that took place between, for example, Senator Gary Peters and John James in 2020. They'd like to have three debates now in the great state of Michigan. Would you absolutely participate in those three debates?
I am looking forward to debating either Alyssa Slotkin or Hill Harper, whoever comes through the Democrat primary. There is so much to talk about, and I think people need to see the differences between where we've gone the last 4 years and where the possibilities are for Michigan families. So absolutely, I'm eager to debate.
All right. So let it be known, Senate candidate Mike Rogers is all in to face the music and to be in the debates. Unlike, say, President Biden, who said he would debate, but we know that that's not going to happen. Although if they figure out that former President Donald Trump could look bad by beating up on a feeble old man, they might allow it to happen and go for the sympathy vote. I wish I were kidding, but I don't know that I am. Remember in that one debate where he wouldn't stop talking, he would have allowed President Biden to bury himself, but he wouldn't stop talking. And so he missed out on an opportunity. I don't want to talk about that anymore. He's in town somewhere today. Whee! Here's what I would like to get your opinion on first before we take care of our college campuses. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu saying he will invade Rafah with or without a hostage deal. He said, the idea that we will halt the war before achieving all of its goals is out of the question. Which to me means he's not real serious about ending the war, because there's no way to achieve these goals without wiping out everyone, because you can't pick and choose out of a crowd who's in Hamas and who isn't.
Yeah, I think so. Here's my understanding of what the lay of the land is in Rafah. So there's about three battalions, they believe, through intelligence sources, left of Hamas. So these are hardened Hamas terrorists. These are the people who contributed to coming across the border and raping, murdering families, whole families, burning children. I mean, it's quite awful. As a matter of fact, I talked to a French commando who spent 25 years in the French in being a French commando, who's seen a lot in his life, who said he has seen the footage, the real footage that Hamas has released, and apparently they've released about 2,000 videos themselves of the sheer brutality. And he said, I had to catch myself for a minute at the sheer brutality of it. So there are these three brigades of terrorists in Rafah, and I think that's what Netanyahu's talking about. They could get a deal tomorrow if they would release the over 100 hostages that they've ripped out of their homes and out of their families' arms in Israel and dragged them into the tunnels like the terrorists they are. So I do think that Israel's point is we can't allow three battalions to walk away without some kind of consequence. What that looks like, I think, is really still subject for debate, probably not done publicly. Hamas needs to understand that they will get their ability to commit further terrorist acts has to be degraded. And so that's where I think that the conversation is today.
But this has been the weirdest war in that everybody telegraphs what they're going to do days and sometimes weeks before they do it. So what makes anyone believe that those two or three battalions are going to stay right there?
Yeah, again, this is just from conversations I've been having. I believe they think that it's harder for them to kind of squirt out of there. Not that all of them aren't going to try that effort when they get there. Remember, these are terrorists. They're not hardened. You know, these are not a trained military. These are terrorists. Now, they may be trained, but when the push comes to shove, they've been using human shields the entire time of their operation. And so I think there's going to be some of that attempt. But I think what the Israeli IDF is saying is, hey, listen, we have to degrade those three battalions that are left in Rafah because they're some of the leadership, because of they're some of the planners that caused October 7th. And so it's never good. City fighting is awful. War is terrible. I wish we could avoid all of it. But you can't allow Hamas to just walk away. I believe that's probably right.
Well, I agree, because they will keep doing this again and again. And you can't let them do that. You can't let them walk away. Meanwhile, I wish that some of these college kids could see these Hamas videos, because these college kids have been brainwashed to believe that nothing really happened. Hamas didn't really come in and butcher people and do all these things. And we know they did, because we do have it on video from their own cameras, Hamas's own cameras. Forget about that. What do you say about what's going on the college campuses right now? Your take on that? We've got Mike Rogers, who is, most importantly right now, Republican Senate candidate. Mike, what do you say?
So we know for a fact that Tehran, in Iran has been doing information operations for some time before leading up to the Hamas attacks. And part of that included information that they're trying to get into our college campuses. And they use TikTok, they use other social media platforms. And so when you punch it in, the algorithms are skewed. You say, I don't even know what Palestine is. What does that mean? I click it on the computer, and guess what? The algorithms are sending you to a place where you're getting only one side of that story. And I think that's exactly what's happening on college campuses. And some folks that are not well educated on what it means are getting sucked up by the more radical, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, kill the Jews kind of band of people. And the stew, that mixed toxic stew you see happening on campuses is the result of that. And it's time. I would start throwing them out. If you're a foreign student here on a visa saying death to America, pack your bags, you're going home. If you're a student at those universities that are subsidized by federal taxpayer dollars, guess what? You're gone. We're not putting up with 2024 looking like 1938. And that's exactly what's happening. And what was disturbing to me, Paul, is there were film crews in saying, you're chanting, from the river to the sea, by the way, which means killing all the Jews in Israel, all across Israel. And they would say, well, what river and what sea?
No idea. They had no idea.
They couldn't even answer the question. They had no idea what they were talking about. And the notion that they're causing that much really hatred toward Jews in 2024 is just mind-boggling. My mom had a great saying on this, Paul.
Yeah.
She used to say, your free speech ends at the end of your fist, touching the beginning of my nose. Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're seeing on these college campuses. You can't have Jews hiding in their rooms and having to have police escorts to go to class because of these people. That's wrong, and we need to do something about it.
Well, we do. We do need to do something about it. But we also have to do something about the very clear infiltration into all of our campuses of these agitators. They showed a picture of some woman, a middle-aged woman, a well-known working agitator. Last night, I stayed up too late watching this stuff. There's a picture, and there she is. And I go, she doesn't care about the Palestinians. She doesn't care about these students. She doesn't care about anything but agitating and showing us in disarray to the rest of the world. Why don't we capture people like that and kick them out of the country? Or also follow up and find out which one of these rich people that are sick and off the rails are financing all of this, so that when all of a sudden every college campus has the same T-shirt printed, every college campus uses the same brand of tent, every college campus has an uprising from kids that don't even know what they're uprising for. That's scary.
It is scary, and we need to put an end to it. A little sunshine always works on that. I argue transparency helps. Publish the names of the people who have been financially supporting this nonsense. And you're right, by the way, the tactics they used at Columbia, they tried to use at U of M, they're used in South Carolina or North Carolina. It's all connected. We're going to have to know about it.
Absolutely. Well put. You're right. And boy, what a eye-opening experience to see the, for an example, the Columbia president, who is such a loser and so over her head and should not be in charge of any university, let alone a supposedly higher university like Columbia was always thought to be. That's astonishing and eye-opening. Man, oh, man. Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers,
veteran, former FBI agent, chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, businessman, and now, importantly, Republican Senate candidate, MikeRogersForSenate.com. And I hope you'll go there. I hope you'll look, you'll read, you'll like what you read, and you'll support Mike Rogers. Best to you and Christy.
Same. Thanks to you. Best to you and Kim. Thank you.
We'll talk again soon. 129 at WJR.